We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DiTeglio, along with Christian Garrick and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Garrett Cheshire from the Quarterback Lab, and news broke this afternoon, well, I should say this morning late, that Eli Hostein, the number two rated quarterback in the state of Louisiana behind Arch Manning, decides that he's going to give a verbal commitment to the University of Alabama. Just a little bit of a backdrop to that story is the fact that he committed last summer to Texas A&M, heavily recruited by Ohio State, Alabama, Texas A&M. So he's decided he is going to commit to Alabama, which is going to be a domino on, you can basically kind of eliminate Alabama in the Arch Manning sweepstakes.
Well, Mike, is that now, Zachary, I consider that LSU's backyard. It is LSU. Zachary, come on.
It is, but Garrett, thanks so much for joining us. Give Bobby a little bit of a backdrop, because I think with following Walker, this is like Rollo and follow. He doesn't want to do it again. And so, first of all, thanks for being on with us. But give us a little background of what happened where both guys were at the same school.
Well, when you say both guys, which guys are you talking about?
We're talking about Eli, and we're talking about Walker, both from the same area.
Correct. So, just as you mentioned, Eli's older brother, Caleb, was the quarterback, and then Walker took over. Eli, obviously, and Walker, even though they weren't in the same grade, obviously were, you know, close enough in grade. And so it was going to be a situation, really, you know, there's a lot to be said about everything in Lafayette, but basically, you know, they aren't from Lafayette. His mom is from the Baton Rouge, Zachary area, and she had a chance to go back. And so there's a lot of drama that people are trying to drum up there.
His dad's really from Texas, though, isn't
really
it, Garrett?
Wasn't drama. What's that?
Eli's dad, he's from the Texas area, correct?
Eli's, yeah, you know, his dad punted at LSU.
At LSU, correct.
Correct. So, you know, there's a lot to it. But as far as getting into just straight football and quarterback play, which is, you know, why you got me on here and why we're all here, is about football. I don't think in my time with Eli and spending time with Eli, I don't think he worries much about, you know, competition or other quarterbacks or other people at all. Obviously, then you wouldn't be picking Alabama or anywhere like that. I just think that he's a young man that was looking to get out of the state, looking to kind of see what the world was about outside of the state, and really not much further than that. Just like a lot of people that we know that when it's time to go to college, they want to kind of spread their wings and see what's out there.
And not go too far.
Well, yeah, but Garrett,
so to speak.
But along those lines, okay, I understand that. Yeah, you want a different environment because I've been around players. You know, they don't want to necessarily stay home. They want a different exposure. But my understanding was he going to A&M, Texas A&M, and then now he's going to Alabama. Then, you know, the normal fan would say, what, Alabama gave him more money than A&M?
I'll give Garrett credit. He committed to A&M, and I spoke to Garrett after that, and he said, Mike, I will bet you some money. Just keep it between us. He ends up at Alabama. Remember that conversation, Gary?
Yeah, so the casual fans even seen that, Mike. It was like A&M, Alabama, I don't know. I mean, it looks like, hey, if you have that ability and that stroke.
I'll tell you, last summer, I was surprised when he didn't commit to Alabama, when he did commit to A&M, even though A&M and Jimbo had been doing a tremendous job recruiting him. So it made sense in the end when, you know, because obviously with me coaching, I know how you can, you know, you can work hard and kids right. feel a relationship. But if you saw any of his posts today, if you saw anything that says about his pawpaw and, yeah. and Roll Tide and all that, and his grandfather had passed not too long ago, and his grandfather was a big Alabama fan. And so when he announced his commitment last year, it was on his grandfather's birthday. Okay, so
right.
So I, and this is why you never assume, right? I trained him, and then he went on kind of a 2-week, you know, tour of the country, seeing everybody, visiting campuses. So when he said A&M, I was a little surprised, but I thought, man, the conversations I've had with this kid, I know Alabama has a lot in his heart, and wouldn't be surprised if later on Nick made another run at him.
Right.
He's a really good talent. He's a great student. He's a good kid. And let's just be honest, he's in Louisiana, so I'm sure Nick – I had a feeling Nick was going to make another run at him.
Yeah. Right, right. Now, Garrett, with that being said, if you look at the day and age we live in, if you look name, image, and likeness in the transfer portal, if you commit to a school, and I don't think, you know, a stud player or is worried about competition, although I want to be the guy. But it seems like every year, because you never know what's going to, because it could change not only 2 years from now, but year to year, that you have to recruit a top quarterback every season coming out of high school. You understand what I'm saying, the point?
And cross your fingers, toes, and every other pendant that you got that you can keep some of them.
We're right.
Not all of them,
we're
but
right.
some of them.
So you might be happy with your quarterback situation, but then you don't know everybody can't be happy. So then you got an upcoming class, and you got a star quarterback that maybe wants to be an LSU Tiger, an Aggie, or Alabama, or Georgia, whatever, that you have to go out and get them. And just, I guess, the cream rises to the top and made the best man win. And then the other person, individual, is going to transfer. But I just think you got to cover your behind wherever you're at. And you got to constantly, you can't almost skip a class. Well, we're not worried about the quarterback position, but it's almost like you have to recruit it every year, the top prospects, if you have that ability.
Garrett, it was a former college coach. And Garrett can tell you, one time, Garrett, didn't you try to get two quarterbacks in every recruiting class that you were trying to recruit? Now, today, you lucky you get one real good one.
Well, look, you know, when you're recruiting and kids are saying, you know, hey, well, you know, coach, I'm really interested in coming to you at Arizona, but you got, you know, Nick Foles, and you're, you know, trying to recruit him, hey, you know, basically come anyway.
Right.
Jared Goff at Cal or whatever, because, you know, you can't afford to, if you got a chance to get a good one, you got to go at them. And there's only one that rolls out there, right? So if your main one doesn't go out there, you better have a good one to go in. The problem, I think, with all the movement, in some ways, is kind of 50-50 at the quarterback position. Half of it is, just as we know, is that parents and kids, you know, they're not going to hang around long and compete. And part of that is because they've been told since they were 12
yes.
that they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. but a lot of times what these kids need to do is hang around and compete and get a chance to mature and mature out of the spotlight. And people want to be in the spotlight too much. And then the other thing is that on the other side of it is that college coaches mis-evaluate quarterbacks often. And so at the end of a year or two, one side or the other is looking to, you know, move on. And so it becomes that ever, hey, let's just get one. And it's a crazy cycle there. And even in the pros, and Mike will tell you that, they guys misevaluate quarterbacks all the time. So that's why you get a kid from some small schools, a heck of a quarterback, and some kid who's transferred to four or five schools, they're talking about him on the bottom of ESPN, like a, you know, a JT Daniels, and he hasn't done anything yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, like Shea Patterson. Oh, I remember Shea Patterson. You talk about the best thing since sliced bread or ketchup was invented. I mean, look, he's not with the Michigan.
Garrett tried to recruit him,
no,
too.
No, he's like with the Michigan Panthers. I mean, he got to go get a real damn job. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Garrett?
A lot different than when you were playing for the Panthers.
I know, but I never forget. But they brought in 13 quarterbacks. It's 1983.
And Skippy was there too.
But they had Skippy Ezell, who was like a man at 15 years old. He played at Grambling. We had Whit Taylor. He was all Southeastern Conference from Vanderbilt. We had Mark Miller, played 4 years the Cleveland Browns. I just went go compete, and I just said, well, I mean, I just got to go fight. I mean, that's why some young kids, you got to be able to handle adversity. It's going to make you a better person. It's going to help your character for the future.
But Garrett put it correctly. Not all, but some of them don't want to go through that. Because from the time they were 10, 11 years old, you were told by everybody you were around, if it's parents, friends, coaches, you're the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Well, they could be the greatest thing, but that there's only so many Peyton Mannings, Tom Brady, Joe Montana. Come on.
That creates an entitlement mentality.
That's what you got today.
Entitlement before you actually do something. Anything. So what if you were a stud in high school? There's a lot of studs in high school.
Look, let me just tell you this. That's the thing about Eli. The part of the package that a lot of people don't see, because they see Friday nights, Saturday afternoons, and Sundays, right? You know, they see what's going on. Just like Bobby, you know, nobody sees the time in the training room or the time you take to work to put it in. They just think it's, you know, you show up on Sunday like they show up on a Sunday when they turn on the TV, right?
Right.
So I used to have people ask me all the time, what do you do now that the season's over? You don't have anything to do, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh. I've got to go get talent. I've got to practice. But you know, the thing about it is that this kid, Eli, you know, he has got great parents and great grounding. And
that is so important.
Part about the whole thing, the attitude. You know, kids don't come out winners. You know, that happens in the home a lot of time. There's an adult or someone that makes those kids winners and leaders, right? You don't just come out, I'm a leader. You develop that leadership through culture and through, you know, what's going on with, you know, it doesn't have to be parents, whatever adults or mentors in your life. And his parents have done a great job with keeping him grounded and very, very humble and very, very hardworking. Every time I trained with him, you would have thought he was, you know, 11 years old, just trying to learn how to be better. You know what I mean? He just had such a great attitude about it and was very much yes, sir, no, sir. And you know, I just thought he was a tremendous kid. I think he's a tremendous kid. And that has a lot to do with what goes on. And you know that, Bob. Right?
Garrett, I almost look at it right now. Like, I'll talk to some young kids and they're really good and they've really achieved a lot. But they worry about kind of like commercials or endorsements they're going to get. I'm like, how about you do something really special, and then all of that stuff's going to come. And, you know, they want to put the cart.
It's different times, different like
they,
world.
No, but they want to put the cart before the horse. I mean, you know who's a spoiled brat? And look at Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a chip on his shoulder, and he's the number one overall pick. Now, look what he was able to overcome and all that, and to be – listen – hey, he needs to take the approach that I'm going to show you, no matter where I end up, that I am worthy of where I was picked and what I'm going to achieve in the future. Don't pout and get in a pissing match with everybody or the organization.
You can't run away from police.
Yeah.
You
can't, I mean,
yeah, come on, you can't do those things. Garrett, first time I saw Eli, and I'm trying to compare talent here. But, man, I took a look at him, and I didn't see Burt Jones in high school. But to me, that Eli looks like what Burt Jones would have looked like physically in high school.
Oh, the rusted rifle.
He's that kind of build, that kind of delivery. He's a pocket passer. But just the mannerisms, he reminded me physically of Burt. And you and I have talked about that.
Yeah, and Burt Jones, you know, I remember more of Burt Jones with the Colts than I do with LSU.
Well, yeah, no, but that being said, Garrett, think about this. So, Mike, do you know, think about this day and age. He is first-team All-American, and he's alternating at LSU with Charlie Mack, with the option quarterback Paul Lyons. What?
Correct. Well, but I would say from what I've heard about Burt Jones and watching him and just some stuff of him in LSU and just kind of meeting him, because when I was at Tulane, we had Pat Ramsey as the quarterback, and, of course, Pat was from Ruston and Burt would come down, you know, and all those kind of things. And same demeanor, I could see that as a real comparison. I think that makes, you know, a lot of sense. He's a kid who can really run, and when he pulls it down and run, he surprises people. He's very sturdy built, very compact in his stroke and his throwing motion, when I say stroke, and doesn't have a lot of wasted motion. And like I said, strong legs and understands how to throw it. And just a good kid, and that helps him to lead, right? I mean, he's a strong leader when I go and watch his games and kind of get on the field and listen. But I think it helps him to lead that he's such a good worker and such a good person. You know, kids believe and they follow him and listen to him. And I think he enjoys the leadership part of it and the relationship part of it as much or more than the throwing touchdowns of it. Obviously, when you play that position, everybody loves throwing touchdowns, but I think he loves being one of the guys and a leader that helps him to win. I think he enjoys that as much as anything.
Garrett Chachere, start of the Quarterback Lab. Garrett, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Garrett.
Garrett, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Garrett.
All right, coming back to your calls next here on WWL.
Could you ever tell you about Burt Jones' story? I'll tell you when I come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.